Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you call out bad behavior at a movie theater? Now, we have all been to the movies where somebody has disturbed us in some way or another. One, the most annoying thing to me are people who just continually talk through the whole thing. You know, like when you're in a horror movie, you know, it's like, don't go down there. Don't do that.
It ruins the effect.
Yeah. Just stay quiet.
It's understandable if it's a reaction to a jump scare.
Yeah. If you scream or yeah, that's just, it's part of the experience.
But you interacting nonstop with the movie. Yes. I didn't pay to come to hear you when you think you're funny.
No, this isn't Mystery Science Theater 3000. Just stay quiet and watch the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hesitate to tell this on the air. It's not something you'd be proud of doing.
That I did. Oh.
Because I did call out bad behavior in a movie theater in a rather large way, it turned out. It was the constant talking, the constant commentating about the movie. It was very annoying. And I had taken it as long as I could take it. And I just turned around and looked at him and I said, could you just shut up?
Did he seem surprised that somebody finally said something to him?
He was surprised, but he also became combative.
Uh-oh.
And it was not pretty. It ended with both of us leaving the theater. The cops were not called, but we were asked to leave the theater. But that's only happened to me once.
Good, because were you noticing other people's size of exasperation with this person? Because it's like...
Sure, the movie theater was... It wasn't packed, but there were a lot of people there. It wasn't one of these deals where you got 10 people in there. It was over half full.
I don't know if this is a local thing that happens a lot. And I've been to the movies a lot here. Every single time I go, unless it's like when I would go like at 2, you know, on Monday afternoon during school, when it was just empty. Every time I've gone, there's been just one super annoying person. Yesterday, I go to the Palladium to see Spider-Man.
Yes.
350 screen time. Great movie, by the way.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was a really good movie. Okay. Tom Holland might be the best Spider-Man ever.
Oh, I'll have to see it.
Yeah, highly recommend. The guy, two or three people down, is jingling change.
Oh, no.
Dropping it throughout the entire movie. And part of me, right, I'm torn because one half of me is like, just relax. It's not a big deal. There's a lot of action scenes that cut like half the time he's drowned out anyway because the movie's so loud. But as soon as it's not like a fight scene, you hear just jingle and change, jingle and change, jingle and change. And I'm like, how is this guy not self-aware enough that he's to know, why are you jingling change in a movie theater?
Yeah.
And if that's a tick that you have, if it's an OCD thing, find another way to handle it.
Right. I agree.
John Wick. Went to see John Wick Memorial Day weekend at the Grande.
Yeah,
the Grande.
I took Elaine because she was down. This guy, same thing, talked the entire time. And you're so torn between being annoyed and being like, just relax, life, you know, whatever.
Well, as I reflect on telling the story, when I said, would you just shut up, sounded harsh. But it was obvious that the guy was a complete jerk based on what he had been saying since I had been at the theater.
Yeah.
He got there early. So did they. I could just tell by the way he was talking. The guy was just a complete a-hole.
Yeah.
And he just kept on. And once the movie started, man, he would not shut up.
Yeah.
The whole time he's ruining it.
I have an issue with people who keep their phone on.
Oh my gosh. And that was another thing. I forget where I was. What was the one with Creed 2?
Yes.
Kids, and they were probably mid-teens, which on their phone. And I'm like, go home. Stop bothering people. It amazes me that people aren't more apologetic for the space and the noise that they make and take up. Do you know what I mean? Like, get out of the way in the middle of the aisle. There are so many things in life. I'm just like, this is not your rodeo. This is not your movie theater.
This is why a lot of people have just stopped going to the movies. Mm-hmm. They don't like to go. I have a friend of mine who doesn't like to go to the movies for this very reason. He likes movies, but he doesn't like going to the movies because every time he goes, it seems, the entire experience is ruined by someone like that.
And it's not cheap. That's the thing. Oh, it's not. God. If it was a buck, you would deal with it. Remember like dollar movies used to a thing? You would deal with it. I went to see White Fang for a dollar, and the movie cut out halfway through, and we were like, cool, it was a dollar.
How much worth?
I'll finish it later.
But when you're paying, you know, if you're taking you maybe a couple kids, and it's $40-$50 just for tickets, plus if you even if you sneak snacks in, it ends up being an expensive night, and I got to deal with this clown.
If you do an IMAX, it's going to be $100 for your tickets if you're taking four people.
Yes,
IMAX tickets are like $20 a pop.
Yeah,
and you go in there, and if you get any food, yeah, you're running up a tab. So what about you? Do you call out bad behavior? Do you behave badly at the movie and just don't care? Or do you just tolerate it and don't say anything?
And if you were the guy jingling change yesterday, call and explain yourself.
Yeah. Hey, come on, coin guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.